From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A truck bomb exploded Thursday at a gas station south of Baghdad, killing at least 70 people. Many of them were traveling back home after taking part in a Shiite holiday in Karbala. Authorities suspect the Islamic State group was behind the attack. The United Nations says time is running out for the 275,000 inhabitants of eastern Aleppo in Syria. The city's food supply has been depleted, and the UN warns people will starve if aid convoys are not allowed into the city soon.
We need 72 hours countdown from the time when we have green light from armed opposition groups, Russia, and the government of Syria. If that comes in, say, 48 hours or whatever, we can be there. We can start 72 hours later.
That's UN Special Envoy Jan Egeland. He says there are signs that all the necessary approvals may soon be forthcoming. The U.S. Central Command says a U.S. soldier was killed Thursday in an explosion caused by an improvised explosives device in northern Syria. Turkish warplanes were put on emergency standby Thursday after Turkey accused Syrian government of carrying out an airstrike on Turkish troops. The Turkish troops were operating near the town of Al-Bab. Western diplomats are concerned that the airstrike risks bringing Syria and Turkey into armed conflicts with each other. European Union lawmakers called Thursday for a temporary halt to the membership talks with Turkey because of the way the Turkish government has responded to July's failed coup. Turkey's Minister for European Affairs says he will ignore the EU motion. The non-binding motion is for a largely symbolic freeze. This is VOA News.